This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The backdrop for the president's speech last night, one of many backdrops, I guess you'd have to say, was the once and possibly future government shutdown over the president's insistence on a border wall. That shutdown, as we all know by now, hit 800,000 government workers and a not yet completely calculated number of government contractors. Some estimates suggest as many as 10,000 companies contracted by and with the government might have been affected by the shutdown, companies whose employees have no guarantee of getting their back pay. That's the theme of today's installment of our series, My Economy, stories of people trying to make a go of it out there. Today's episode comes to us from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area.
My name is Sunny Blaylock. I'm an instructional designer and a government contractor. I make e-learning for diplomats and other people who work at the embassies and for the Department of State. I actually started off in film and realized that long nights on film sets didn't bring me any joy and took my producing skills in film and moved over into web and e-learning. My husband and I moved to the D.C. area in 2004, and that's when I started getting into government contracting. Being a contractor always has more risk than being a federal employee, but the contract was a solid contract for another year, and I knew that it wasn't up for a rebid for a while. So, I mean, I didn't consider a shutdown as a possibility. So we were able to go back to work on the 22nd. Our plants were all dead. Fortunately, there wasn't too many explosions in the refrigerators, but there was this sense of everyone had gone through a great tragedy on their own separately, and now we were all together. So there was that sense of closeness and camaraderie among all of us. But then there was also this sense that, like, we don't know how long this is going to last. I think all of us, you know, we ended up polishing our resumes and getting our LinkedIn to a point that it looked better. But I didn't go as far as to start interviewing. But if there is another one, I don't think I can have that same restraint. I just financially and emotionally, I can't shoulder another month, another 8% income reduction for the government to get their act together.
This series only works with your help. You know, tell us the story of how your economy is doing. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.